And now this is a dictation. For Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Vasquez, V as in Victor, A-S-Q, U-E-Z, July 4, 76. Address as a letter to Family Practice Residence, 629-8145. Dear colleagues, a follow-up for Mrs. Vasquez with advance chronic kidney disease. Comes accompanied with her daughter, complaining of feeling tired all the time, frequent nausea, vomiting without bleeding, weight loss, poor appetite, 250 down to 240, constipation every 3-4 days without bleeding, no urinary tract infection, cloudiness or blood, denied chest pain, occasionally palpitations without associated symptoms, chronic dyspnea on activity, has not required any oxygen, uses inhalers for rescue, probably no more than once a week, denies sleep apnea. She complains of some inespecific diffuse abdominal discomfort, which is not relieved by eating or bowel movements. Sometimes comes all of a sudden without any specific localization. Has chronic neuropathy, but no open ulcers. Denies claudication symptoms, other review system being negative. Medication list review, says to be taking torsemide, coric, hydralazine, norvas, lisinopril, xarelto. Remains on Prilosec and Keraphate because of prior esophagitis, reflux, question bleeding. Takes diabetes cholesterol management. Today weight 240. Blood pressure by nurse 157.90. Obesity. Alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, cannot precise internal organs, but there was no rebound, guarding, or tenderness, 2-3 plus below the knee edema. Next paragraph, she has not done any blood tests since April, needs to be updated. In the past, creatinine has been around 1.8 to 2. Prior GFR around 31, that will be a stage 3B. Normal potassium acid base, minor decrease of sodium, low albumin, corrected calcium, upper normal. Normal phosphorus. She has anemia with normal white blood cell platelets. Prior hemoglobin 9.1 with low ferritin 16, iron saturation at 20, a normal B12 folic acid. Low reticulocyte response at 90,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4, numbers needs to be updated. No overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is peripheral edema, but no respiratory distress, no pulmonary edema. Prior nephrotic syndrome, prior nephrotic syndrome, likely diabetic nephropathy, with prior serology negative for hepatitis B, C, HIV, negative for antinuclear antibody complement levels, and negative for membranous nephropathy. There is iron deficiency anemia that needs to be pursued further. Potential intravenous iron versus EPO, exposed to carafate, given the renal failure, aluminum level will be checked. She has prior inferior vena cava filter, which contributes to lower extremity edema. Prior ulcerative esophagitis on EGD. No biopsies were done because of hypoxemia during procedure. Morbid obesity. Further advice with new results. All questions answered from patient and her daughter. End of dictation.